The Bert Show.
So St. Patrick's Day is on Monday. There are many celebrations going on all around the country, right? Chicago, I know, has a huge St. Patrick's Day parade and celebration, right?
Yeah, they dye the river green, right?
Is that true?
Do they still do that?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay. For us in Georgia, it is all about Savannah. Man, what a S show that is.
I've never been to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day. I've been to the city multiple times, and it is beautiful, but I can imagine it's next level for St. Patty's Day.
I've gone twice. Once partied really hard, and the second year, yeah, I went back looking for my brain cells and got caught up in it again.
And now your son is there going to college.
And he, look, I have been to Savannah more in my 20 years than he has been to downtown Savannah, and he's gone there for 4.5 years now. So he will not be at the parade. However, I tell you who will be at the parade is the Burt Show Youth Group.
St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day, we'll have a drink, come down our way and talk about the land that we hold dear.
Where's me pot of gold?
All right, we're calling it the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown.
That's really hard for you in veneers, no?
No, those are okay. The teeth.
Oh, the teeth. But yeah.
So we got Mikey's going to be heading down to Savannah. Jackson will be heading down to Savannah. Amber will be heading down to Savannah. Rebecca will be heading down to Savannah. Which one of you guys have actually been to Savannah on St. Patrick's Day? Only Amber and Rebecca?
Yeah, Amber and I went to school there, so
that's right.
I've been quite a bit. I don't remember much. Very fun, though. Very fun.
And is this also why you have dyed your hair a fresh green in honor of St. Patty's in Savannah?
Well, it's like if I'm going to celebrate in Savannah, I got to be as green as possible.
I dig it.
So for those of you that haven't been, there's one street there. It's River Street, right? Mm-hmm. Which is just the S show for St. Patrick's Day in Savannah. And the festivities can start early, early morning, and you can walk. I think it's like the first time I was in Georgia where I experienced you could take one drink from one bar and bring it into another.
Yeah. So it's open, open container on the street?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, it is really nutty down there. Now, is it the whole city or is it just basically River Street?
I would say it's like from River Street to like, there's like a couple of streets like Broughton and historic. Like all the historic like downtown area is just like everyone's walking around. Everyone has a green drink. All the fountains are green. It's like you don't even have to go into a bar. It's all mess, outside.
Man. However, hot tip, you never, ever wear heels when you go out in Savannah because those streets are the old school cobblestone streets,
right.
And you are destined to break an ankle.
Oh yeah. I have witnessed that many times.
Forget about high heels or anything with a heel. I mean, come 8 o'clock at night on St. Patrick's Day, people are breaking ankles on those things.
Right? You wear football equipment from the stores.
Let me try to paint the picture for you because it literally is like shoulder to shoulder. You know how you like the crowded part of any bar where you're trying to get a drink, you're shoulder to shoulder and you're fighting for a drink. Think about that for a quarter mile down the road of River Street. And it's like, you can't breathe. You can't really breathe. So we are sending them down there. Mikey, you've never been.
I went in eighth grade, so
it's going to be start drinking.
It's pretty heavy.
Jackson.
No, I've never been. My girlfriend went to school down there as well, so we took a trip for the weekend, but it's nothing like this weekend that we've got planned.
Okay, we're sending these guys down there, and we've got some things for them to do, because it wouldn't just be fun for us to send them and have them come on back on Monday and Tuesday and tell us about St. Patrick's Day. We had to make it a little bit more lively than that.
So the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown is going to consist of this, because we are happily paying the way for the youth group, okay? We got them an Airbnb. They're close to, you know, in Savannah, close to all of the parties. And so they are going to have to do a little bit of a competition to acquire points, okay? So we have come up with different shenanigans for them to do, and each shenanigan is worth 1,000 points. You can rack up to 1,000 points in the Shenanigan Showdown. Now, we're going to start going through some of these categories day by day. We're only going to reveal three today that you guys could potentially do. And you have, you know, If you don't want to do it, that's well within your right. If you do it, you're gonna rack up some points.
So if I remember correctly, the winner can get up to $1,000.
Correct.
Okay. The loser, however, is gonna feel this all week long.
Yes. If you get the most points, you win $1,000.
Okay.
Guys.
It's pretty good motivation for you guys, considering y'all are broke.
Mm-hmm. However, if you lose on Monday, St. Patrick's Day, when you come back from your escapades in Savannah, we're going to paint you green, and you're going to have to be green for the entire week.
Not just St. Patrick's.
The whole week.
Tuesday, oof, Wednesday, oh Thursday, Friday.
Is that a repaint every day?
Every day.
Yeah. Will that show up on me?
Remains to be seen.
If Cynthia Erivo can do it, you can do it.
More like a hundred green. Yeah.
That's a good point.
We're not talking about face. We're talking about any body part that is exposed, you have to paint it green.
What a pain in the ass that will be. Because you have to reapply. It's going to get on all over your clothes. Any appointment you have, anytime you go out. People will understand Monday, but by Thursday, if you still have this on, you're going to get weird looks.
Absolutely. And now, Abby, you are a beloved member of the youth group. However, you have other obligations this coming weekend.
No, I just didn't want to hang out with them.
That was smart.
Both are understandable.
I'm just kidding. My cousin decided to have a baby, and we're having the big gender reveal this weekend, and literally my entire family will be there, so I have to go too. Yeah.
Okay. So since even though you're still going to be, and you're obviously a member of the youth group, I wanted you to deliver them the first three shenanigans on the list, each one worth 100 points.
Okay, and this is just the first part of the list. We got three coming up for you guys every day.
Yep. So these are the things that y'all have to do, and I don't. The first one is you have to. You don't have to.
If you do, you get 100 points.
I don't know. I want someone to do this for the story. For 100 points, you got to make out with another member of the youth group.
You can get 100 points right now.
That's an easy 100, right?
Rebecca and Amber are going to knock this out after this break.
That's an easy 100. It might seem like a little awkward now.
Yeah.
But you've been drinking 4 hours and you're going to need 100 points? That's one you can knock off quick.
What counts, like, what's making out?
Swap spit.
Okay, yeah, because... Does there have to be tongue?
Open mouth.
Because I have a doctor's note.
I mean, I guess you get the waiver on that.
Rebecca gets a pass. All right, the second task for 100 points, one of you has to get a drunk tattoo and or piercing.
Okay. All right. Piercings don't last forever. Yeah. 100 points.
No, they kind of do. That hole never really goes away.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. If you take it out immediately?
If you take out immediately, maybe it'll grow back.
I think so.
Okay.
But you'll still have a
little dot where it was.
Oh, okay.
I think we should say we got to at least see it.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got to bring it in studio to get your 100 points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can't just poke a hole in yourself and call it a piercing.
And
That's what I did.
Did you really?
That's how I pierced my ears.
You did it to yourself.
I did it myself.
Damn.
And the last one for another 100 points is you have to do a TikTok with a cop.
Now, is this a trend on TikTok you were telling us about? Because I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I mean, it was popular a couple of months ago, but I feel like this is an easy one to knock it out. It's when you stand next to a cop. Usually it's on a night out, and usually you have to pick an objectively hot cop. And there's a song that says something like, "Everyone knows I'm a good girl, officer." And it's very...
It's really catchy.
It's very catchy, very fun.
Mikey, please do that one for 100.
Does it have to be that song?
Yes.
Yes.
I think you could get... You could get like an extra 25 points if you do that one.
That's your hold up is the song?
I'm a good girl.
Save that.
That's up to you.
Save that.
Do we need the cop's consent?
I would assume so.
Amber want to use her doctor's note for the cop.
Go ahead, Amber. Try it without talking to the cop first.
All right, so those are the three we're starting with today. We will come in here tomorrow morning with three others. And again, you don't have to get all of them. It's just whoever comes in here with the most points on Tuesday morning. What's that?
Monday morning.
Will it be Monday morning? So they're not actually staying in St. Patrick's Day on Monday?
No. They're coming back Sunday. So St. Patrick's Day, Monday morning on the Burr Show, we will have a definitive winner of the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown.
Okay. Is the parade on Sunday or is it on Monday?
It's on Monday. They're not going to the parade.
Okay.
You were in the meeting.
Yeah, I know, but it seems to me like we should switch this around because the major part of the day here is on Monday.
It is.
That's the major part of St. Patrick's Day in Savannah.
That would have been pertinent information for the meeting.
You said you bet. Let's bring them back on Tuesday. I mean, you got to, if we're sending you for St. Patrick's Day, we got to send you for St. Patrick's Day.
It would make
okay.
sense.
Okay.
What are you looking at me for? There's four people in here that brainstorm. Yeah. Nobody thought of that?
No, we said it during the meeting. We literally brought up that the parade was on Monday, but they'd be back. So because everyone parties on the weekend.
Which is why we didn't include the parade and the shenanigans.
But the major part of it is on Monday. So that Correct. Was miscast. So okay. you will come back on Tuesday. Okay?
Surprise! <All right. laughs>
isn't the Airbnb done?
Yes, we're going to have to, somebody's calling Tracy right after this, for this break.
So you also get 100 points for being homeless after the St. Patrick's Day on Monday.
Maybe you can shack up with that cop.
Yes, we're definitely got to keep you guys down there for Monday.
And Rebecca's got to drive us back that evening. On Monday evening.
You're going to be hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca's
the
sober.
Whole week.
We're going to have to brainstorm this one, okay. but it only makes sense for you guys to stay down there on Monday for the parade.
Gotcha.
And they're also going to be doing the drunk voicemails as well, right?
That is correct. So every night that they are, they're going to start in the beginning with no alcohol and then call our voicemail line, and we're going to get drunk dials from the youth group as they progress throughout the evening.
And you get no points for that.
No.
Okay?
That's just for our entertainment.
Yeah, okay. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.